front. But on the side and in the backyard, the main trees are Mondale pine.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of crops do people grow in El Paso, do you know?
Well, certainly cotton is number one probably, but certainly chili is very, very much in demand, and they grow wonderful chilies in the whole Rio Grande Valley, particularly here in north, in New Mexico. I think the climate is much more, and then of course there are pecans, which are turned into a big money crop here. But you see all kinds of things. You see wheat, you see, well, cattle food, lots of alfalfa. And you see maize, which is feed. But then you see the things like cornfields. And they make some, one of the old favorites around here is roast ears, which is kind of a overslang deal, but that's what, like, that's what I've always called them. But they're roasting ears, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. What about the corn when you prepare it? What do you have to take off of it?
Husk.
Mm-hmm. And what's underneath the husk, that white stringy stuff?
Well, you're talking about the silk, corn, corn silk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And which many kids learn to smoke on.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
No, they knew, all the kids when they were going up there, they'd get corn silk, and it was dry and everything. It smelled horrible. Nobody would inhale it, just smoke.
Did you ever grow any of those little salad
radishes?
Or the, they're not really vegetables, they're really fruits, but... What else do you put in a salad?
Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those little ones are called what kind of tomatoes?
Yeah, I don't know. Little tomatoes? I don't have a name for them.
Okay. What is the brown vegetable that grows underground?
Well, you have potatoes and you have...
What about a red vegetable that the Russians make borscht out of?
Beets.
Mm-hmm. And the yellow vegetable that's about this big?
Squash.
Okay. What's in the middle of a cherry?
Pip.
And what's in the middle of a peach?
Pip.
Now, a peach pit has a hard outer covering and then something inside. Do you have a name for the thing that's inside?
Mm-hmm. Not very good to eat, I know that.
No. But I was surprised. I've heard that women would use that inside thing to flavor certain jams, or they flavor marmalade with it or something.
Is that right?
And it's cyanide. You know, it's like pure cyanide.
I was going to say, I heard
and
that.
I can't believe they did this.
Well, I'm thinking that when they, if they ever found out what was in it, that they probably wouldn't either.
Good grief. Do you have any peaches? Do you grow any peaches?
No, but we used to. We had a beautiful orchard up there. And peaches, nectarines, apricots. Don't think we had any. We had a nice apple tree, but it didn't. The apples were, I don't know what variety they were, but they were not the delicious type or any of the types that you know mostly. Then we had a grape arbor. And we had blackberry bushes. They didn't use those very much because nobody liked to pick them. They were too thorny.
Yeah. But, what variety of peaches did you have? There's like a kind that the seed falls out of easily.